我喺香港见到佢哋运上嚟嘅，你谂入边系咩呢？
我谂呢个箱咧好热啊，入边我嚟想装一装，放块面近少少，嘿，佢差唔多咬我一啖，岂有此理！
我呢好火啊，死怕！方仔。
睇睇啊！睇啦嘛，啊！惨啦，我杀咗佢啦！嚟啊！一、二、三。
This hold was secured in Hong Kong. I don't know how this happened. It makes no sense. We found the cage still locked. Two of our men are missing.
Who's in charge here?
You?
Who are you?
My name is Detweiler. I'm the owner of this cargo. I was to be notified immediately of its arrival. There's an animal in here, damn it. It needs care.
Aren't you going home?
I am home. I'm just feathering the nest.
What you got?
Two merchant marines found dead this morning in San Pedro in the hold of their cargo ship.
Mind if I ask the cause of death?
On the crime report, it says multiple bite wounds.
From what?
Well, the Hong Kong manifest has the cargo listed as a dog.
A dog? A dog?
Yo quiero Taco Bell. That alone is not what drew me to this case. The two men were found inside the container, which was locked from the outside.
What happened to the dog?
Dog gone. Dog gone. Dog gone.
Yeah, I got it. Did anybody examine the victim, Mulder? Look, bite wounds are rarely lethal in themselves. I mean, they are not the cause of death. They lead to it through the loss of blood. But it makes me wonder how accurate this report is.
Local PD wrote it up. Department of Fish and Wildlife is on the case. I got an outside source says it was a dog.
Mulder, I don't have to tell you how absolutely and completely wrong that seems. I mean, they were found dead in a locked cage, right? Mm-hmm. Two grown men.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me that a dog did this.
Bad dog.
Yeah. Shh, quiet. Yo, Joe, come on. Shh, shh. Shh. That's enough now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay. Hey, get out of here. Go on. Get. Come on, inside. Come on. Come on, inside. Inside, Jojo. Get out of here. Go home. Go home. Be on the bed.
There you are. How you doing, girl? You nut?
Big old lazy bones.
Jojo, what are you doing?
Stay away. Go on.
Fox Mulder with the FBI. This is my partner, Dana Scully. I think the L.A. field office would have contacted you that we were coming down today.
Oh, yeah. I hope you don't mind. I had a look around the ship with my men. We were pretty thorough.
What did you find?
Nothing conclusive, really. But I can tell you the dog's not likely still on the ship.
How'd you determine that?
You ever owned a dog, sir?
Yeah.
Had to clean up after it?
I don't suppose you can tell us what kind of dog this is.
I'm not really sure. The man it was shipped to, his name is Detweiler. Dr. Ian Detweiler calls himself a cryptozoologist.
Cryptozoologist?
Yeah, they deal with animals thought to be extinct. Animals
that aren't supposed to exist, like Sasquatch and the Ogopogo and the Abominable Snowman.
Don't mind him, he'll go on forever. Did you have a chance to talk to this Dr. Detweiler?
About 5 minutes ago.
Officer Khan, any progress?
Agents, Dr. Detweiler.
Are you from the FBI?
Yeah.
Who should I be speaking to about the theft of this animal?
Theft? What do you mean theft?
Well, this is a very valuable animal that's disappeared. A rare breed and arguably a priceless specimen.
A breed of what?
Wan Chang Do. It's a canid.
It's an Asian dog, supposed to have been extinct for the last 150 years.
Yes. That's right, actually.
And you have one of these?
I was on the expedition that caught it.
Yeah, be that as it may, we now have an unquarantined animal loose.
Loose? This animal's a little more than loose. It seems to have killed two people.
No, let me assure you, this is not a predatory animal. That Chinese folklore is imbued it with mythic qualities. But it doesn't even hunt. It scavenges.
Where's Officer Khan? I just got a report on the radio. Some kind of vicious dog attack in Bellflower.
Watch your step.
Jake Conroy, age 30. He was employed as a customs agent by the federal government. The bite marks match those of the victims on the Chinese freighter. In this case, it bit off the man's hand. There was some talk in the house that he may have been involved in the theft of the animal, and then it turned on him.
Talk about biting the hand that feeds you.
Well, it does make sense. I mean, a victim and his dog are attacked inside of a house with all the doors shut. It couldn't have happened unless the dog was being kept inside.
Before the doors were shut, how did he get out?
Well, then what?
I think we're speaking in two common terms about an animal we're calling a dog, but which displays none of the behavior of man's best friend.
You mean covering up crime scenes?
You get a biscuit, Scully.
So you're talking about a dog that has human intelligence? Well, even if there were such an animal, where would we even begin to look for one?
With a human, that thinks like an animal.
She's been having some coyote problems. You two, looking for Karen about boarding?
No, it's actually more of a behavior problem.
Yeah, he doesn't listen to any chews on the furniture.
Can you tell that the FBI's here to see her?
Right this way. Karen will be out in a moment, all right?
An authority on bats?
Aaron Berkowitz knows more about canine behaviorisms than anybody on the planet. She's lived with wild canids and wolves in the wilderness in 5 different continents.
How is it that you know so much about her, but you don't know what she looks like?
I never actually met her.
Yet you assume that she's going to help us?
No, actually, it's not an assumption. She is the one who told me about this case.
Oh, so you two are chummy.
Well, I've read her books.
The Wolf Inside, Dogs Don't Lie, Better Than Human. Better Than Human?
She's not a real people person.
Well, she seems to have made a connection to you.
Karen, I'm Fox. Fox Mulder. This is my partner, Dana Scully. It's nice to finally meet you.
I wish I'd known. I don't get many visitors. Stacy tells me you have a question about behaviorism.
Yeah, it's about the animal I'm tracking. The one you mentioned in your email, about its intelligence.
Canid's intelligence is far superior to ours, if that's what you want to know.
Intelligence enough to murder?
Murder takes no intelligence. It's a human behaviorism.
What about hunting?
Coyotes use elaborate trickeries to draw out their prey. Many canids do, alone or in packs.
What about a dole?
If you mean the Wan Chang dole, it's extinct. Is there any other reason you came here?
No. Thank you, Karen.
Come on.
Mulder, she's a friend of yours?
Oh, we met online.
Online?
Two professionals exchanging information.
This is Fiedler. I'm on an alley just south of Cooper at Signal Hill. Looks like something's been scavenging. I'm going to check it out.
I'm with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Maybe you've seen a dog I'm looking for. Sir? Can you hear me?
Son of a bitch who shipped that dog over here.
Is it the same dog?
That's Frank Fiedler over there. He's a friend of mine. Damn good at his job. You think this kind of thing happens here every day?
No, I'm sure it doesn't. We're just trying to catch this animal just like you, though, sir.
Well, you can catch it. I want to kill it.
Wolf Woman is here to speak to me. I'm just, take a look at the body.
I didn't expect to see you.
Dog eats dog catcher. Stories all over the news this morning. It's sort of uplifting. I'm joking.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Thought you might use some help.
You said that a dog or a canid only hunts what it needs, but I've got four bodies with bite marks on it from an animal that seems to kill for no other reason.
Who are the victims?
There's two men on the ship that it came in on, a customs agent, and now an officer from Fish and Wildlife. In fact, all these men could have come in contact with the animal before the attacks.
Classic dominant alpha territorial behavior.
You know, these animals seem to have ranged many miles to make its attacks. In each case, it seems to have outsmarted or at least tricked its victims.
Unlike we Homo sapiens, the canid motives are simple and direct. It would be an extraordinary case to find one who kills for sport. Likely we may never know. I'm sure someone will kill it first.
This guy over here, he claims to have caught it once. Maybe he can catch it again. It's Dr. Ian Dentweiler, you know him?
No, but I dislike him already.
I've been over the area. If that was my animal, there's absolutely no evidence of it. No prints, nothing whatsoever I can find.
But it's still on the loose.
How did you say you caught it originally?
It was Karen Berquist.
We tranquilized it after tracking it for 2 weeks.
You admire it, don't you?
I admire its ability to survive.
I think I'll look around, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's one strange bird.
I'm leaving my dart gun in the car. I'm going to live rounds from here on out. I don't care what the regulations say. I shouldn't be asked to risk my life. Neither should anyone else.
No one's asking you to risk your life, Paul.
Fiedler's lying dead. You realize that?
Paul, are you still there?
Look, we need more men out here. How many more people have to go down before you guys listen? Look, I don't have a photo of this animal. No one's even seen it. Now, let's get more men out here so we can catch it and kill it. If you want
You scared me. You kill that dog, and I'll kill you.
This man, Detweiler, said he could find no evidence at the scene. But with very little effort, I was able to find several tracks on the floor of the building where the man was attacked.
Did they tell you anything?
That this is a large, rangy animal with primitive, even pre-evolutionary aspects. It isn't perfectly visible, but with the computer, I can enhance the print so that you can see it. A fifth toe pad on the right paw. Canids only have four toes.
He's got a vestigial toe pad on his front paws, right there.
The dew claw, serving no purpose now, although some believe it was once a prehensile thumb.
And that's what you think the print indicates?
I'm told that this animal went in and out of closed buildings.
Yeah, but just yesterday you dismissed the possibility outright that a dog or a canid, as you call it, would behave like this.
I dismissed the idea of murder.
But you'll accept the idea that it behaves in every other way like Jack the Ripper.
I'm just going by the facts. In Chinese myth, the dole can be evil, capable of opening doors, stealing wives, and disappearing into thin air. Maybe there is some basis in reality for this trickster myth.
Oh, I'm fairly certain there is.
Everything okay, Scully?
How well do you know this woman, Walder?
How well do you know anybody you meet on the internet? She likes to talk.
Well, I questioned her motives.
You're suggesting that this case was a way to get me out here to meet me? I'm flattered, but I don't know this woman. I go out on a limb and say there's no way in hell she has anything to do with those four people being dead.
She's enamored of you, Mulder. Don't underestimate a woman. They can be tricksters, too.
So Dr. Riley wanted me to give Duke 3 pills a day. Is the one bottle going to be enough?
Well, we can get you a refill.
Okay.
Duke. Duke! Enough!
Can't you control your dog?
I'm sorry. He gets this way to strangers sometimes.
Let's take him outside.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
Duke, come on.
Excuse me. You got him? Good luck.
Sorry about that. He's usually a well-behaved dog.
I'm Dr. Detweiler. I called about the animal tranquilizer.
The Talazol. I don't have much occasion to dispense it. If I have any, it's very little.
Well, I'll take whatever you've got.
Iobetrophine. Can you use that?
Yeah.
Can I ask what these tranks are for?
An animal escaped from a pier in San Pedro.
Not that dog that's been attacking people.
If you don't mind, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
This dog you're looking for, you're not looking around here.
Yeah, I'm afraid we are.
Lock the front door for me, would you? I'll lock off back here.
Nice, Sparky. Hi, Dino.
In a kennel behind that door.
How to get in there?
I must have come around back.
Lomas, Young, go around back. I'm going to open the door. Doc, you're going to have to move back. I'm going to have to shoot him. See him!
You hit him?
I think so. He's down.
Doc. Wrong dog.
Came out for nothing.
How's that?
Took out somebody's pet.
What kind of pet?
Saint Bernard. It was dark. Just saw something move.
Okay, Duke. All done, pal. You're gonna be all right.
Now we gotta find out how you got back in here, huh?
Where's Fox?
Continuing his investigation. Come on.
You're not working together?
No. This is my investigation. Of you.
I have no idea what you mean.
I thought at first that they were eccentricities. Or affectations. The dark, the clothes. But it's photosensitivity. Your sleeves cover up skin lesions. It's why you're here amongst the humans instead of out in the field. Systemic lupus erythematosus.
Lupus, from the Latin for wolf. Ironic, isn't it?
Ironic or perverse?
I've ignored the symptoms for years. I've always felt more like a wolf than a person.
But not with Mulder. With Mulder, you found somebody you could communicate with. Someone who challenged you. But that wasn't enough. You needed to lure him out here.
I lack your feminine wiles.
You don't believe it, do you? Not for a minute that there's an animal out there killing.
I don't believe that this man, Dr. Detweiler, ever caught it. I lived in Asia. I know about the Wanshang Dole. And if it survived for over a century, it was because it was more cunning than man. More cunning than this man Detweiler ever dreamed of.
More cunning than you? I'm watching you.
You watch, but you don't see.
Go ahead.
We have an FBI agent holding for you. I'm going to patch him through now.
Officer Khan?
Agent Mulder?
Yeah, I'm back here at the animal clinic. You know Detweiler had been here?
Dr. Detweiler was there?
Yeah, he signed for something. Looks like, etorphine,
tranquilizers, ampules.
Are you anywhere near here at all?
Not far, why?
You have access to a lab. There's something I'd like for you to check out for me.
I'll be there in 15 minutes.
I'd heard what had happened. I didn't know how bad he would be. I thought I might get a description of the animal.
How did you learn about the attack?
I'd been in contact with Officer Khan. I learned through his office.
No, you didn't? No, you hadn't. Officer Khan didn't want to have anything to do with you.
He was going to kill it.
Does that frighten you?
Please, sir, this is ridiculous.
You aren't hunting this animal. You know very well that it can't be caught.
Then how could I have brought it here?
That's what no one can figure out, except for Karen Berquist. She knows what was in that cage, and she knows that it must be killed. And that's the thought that she can't bear because she doesn't want this thing to be extinct any more than you do.
You're not making any sense.
Well, I think I am. You went to China looking for that animal, and you may have tracked it, as you claim, but the rest is far from the truth. You found the Wan Sheng Dou, but you never caught it. It caught you. You may not have known what was happening to you at first, but you're well aware now that when night comes, you stop being yourself.
That's insane.
Now you become the trickster, a shape-shifting man who becomes an animal.
I've heard enough.
No, you killed because you could. You may have resisted it at first. You may have hated what you'd become. Eventually, it took you over. That's where the tranquilizer came in. I found traces of atorphine and animal blood at the clinic. You injected yourself with the tranquilizer, hoping to stop the killings. But they didn't, and they haven't, and they won't.
I protected you as long as I could. I won't any longer.
Get a sense of a person right away from the dogs. Dogs are the best judges of character I know.
I'm sensing something myself here. I'm thinking maybe I've been misled. That you haven't been totally honest with me about this case.
I've been honest with you, though perhaps not myself. I was looking forward to meeting you. I wouldn't admit how much.
You might also have admitted what you knew about this animal, that it wasn't an animal at all.
I heard the reports and called you out, if only so you could disprove them. What I knew was it couldn't be a dog responsible for those killings.
It's Detweiler, isn't it?
Yes.
So you knew that and didn't say?
I only realized it when I saw him. My failure was in thinking I was protecting the animal. That by deceiving you, it might be captured alive. He's got to be put down, Fox. It's the only way to stop this.
I've got Scully on him, tailing him, watching his every move.
He'll elude her easily.
So where's he gonna go?
To the man he only wounded. To the hospital. To finish the kill.
Scully, it's me. You gotta get to the hospital. You gotta make sure Khan is protected. Yeah, he's in danger.
Now tell me why you pulled me away from the suspect and chained me to this chair. Because I haven't seen hide nor hair of Detweiler since I've been here.
It's aptly put.
not yet dark.
You should take a load off. I might be here all night.
What do you mean?
It's Detweiler. It's not Detweiler. It's something that he becomes.
Mulder?
Through some blood curse, this man undergoes some kind of nocturnal transformation. He becomes the same shape-shifting trickster as that mythical dog.
So what is he going to do? Walk in here, skitter across the linoleum, and pee in the corners?
It's about territoriality. He's going to come back here tonight to make sure his dominance isn't challenged. He's going to put down the threat he failed to eliminate when he attacked Khan. Karen Berquist confirmed it.
Mulder, the only thing Karen Berquist is interested in is you. You're kidding yourself if you think that she hasn't manipulated this entire situation for her own purposes.
You'll come here tonight, Scully. You'll see. She lied to me.
Yeah, it's Detweiler.
You think this is your fault?
I think that I believed her very quickly.
I think maybe that was my fault, yeah.
Why wouldn't you believe her?
I barely knew her.
Well, she had a lot of secrets, that's for sure. I think that Karen Berquist lived by her instincts. She sized people up pretty quickly, and I think she figures you out to a T. I think she saw in you a kindred spirit, Mulder. She may not have been able to express that to you. Maybe what she did was the highest form of compliment. You gonna be okay? Oh. This came for you.
This.